From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Saturday. Here is President Xi.
I believe President Trump's upcoming visit to China is an important opportunity for furthering the China-U.S. relationship, and I hope the teams from both sides will make full preparation for this important event. I believe his visit will be a special, wonderful, and successful one.
Tillerson was in Beijing for discussions focused on trade and North Korea. A Spanish government spokesman said the Catalan government has suffered a blow to its referendum on independence following its telematic voting system being blocked.
In this illegal referendum called by Catalonia's government, it has been already canceled by the rule of law. It is out of the legality. It has no international support and it has no electoral syndicate since they resigned when the Constitutional Court fined them.
The Catalan government is determined to go ahead with the referendum, and the main civic group behind its push for independence says a turnout of 1 million voters, which is less than one-fifth of the electorate, would make the region's secession referendum an overwhelming success. The leader of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group has warned that a controversial referendum on support for independence in Iraq's Kurdistan will lead to dividing several countries in the region. Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah said that the referendum held Monday does not threaten Iraq alone, but Turkey, Syria, and Iran, which all have large Kurdish minorities. This is VOA News. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's acting regional administrator said progress was being made in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria.
Our supply chain is fully engaged and is moving along. And today we're receiving by barge almost 2 million, a little over 2 million meals and probably about 1.5 million liters of water. And this is one delivery that is constantly coming on a regular basis. So we are delivering food to the RSAs, food and water to the RSAs, and also delivering them directly to the municipalities as well.
He made the appearance at a briefing with Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello.
People that are sheltered, the number has gone down. Now we're at 10,000. As a reminder, we had an estimate of 15,000 about a week ago. It's been going down. We had 500 shelters. Now it's consolidated to 150. So the efforts are moving forward in that respect as well.
Rossello said more hospitals were operating, the airport was seeing more flights, and fuel was reaching more stations. A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, or ELN, takes effect Sunday. Marissa Melton has the details.
The head of the ELN, Nicolas Rodriguez, in a rare video Friday, was shown ordering rebels to stand down ahead of the ceasefire commencing Sunday. Rodriguez expressed confidence that about 1,500 rebels belonging to ELN would obey orders not to attack government troops or take other offensive actions banned by the ceasefire. Friday, President Juan Manuel Santos signed a decree ordering troops not to attack the ELN rebels once the temporary ceasefire takes effect. The ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. The ELN is considered a terrorist group by the United States and European Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Authorities on the Indonesian island of Bali are asking thousands of people to return home after they evacuated this week because of the threat of a volcanic eruption on the long-dormant Mount Agung. A statement by the Indonesian National Agency for Disaster Management Saturday said some 70,000 evacuated residents of 27 villages within the designated danger zone around the volcano should stay put, but as many as 73,000 people from 51 villages outside that zone may safely go home. The death toll from Mexico's magnitude 7.1 earthquake has risen to 360. It includes 219 deaths in Mexico City, where 38 buildings collapsed during the tumbler. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.